Daf is Daf Mem. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of parents, children, and grandchildren. So we're in the middle of the sugyas of Shvi'ah, so very appropriate for this these sugyas now. So we got pretty far down in this Gemara. The Gemara around 10 lines down after establishing or at least discussing the machlokas of whether or not the esok follows lechita or chanata based on whether when it grew and ripened or versus when it was gathered. So now the Gemara is continuing to discuss Shvi'ah now as with respect to the lulav. So Gemara says around 10 lines down, Taima de lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shvius, who, the only reason why you're allowed to buy the lulav and the only concern was an esog, because you're talking about the 7th year, where the produce from the 6th year entered into the 7th year. So lulav you're buying this coming sukkah, so for example, this coming year actually, it was a 6th year lulav. It grew in the 6th year, so there's no question of shvius. But had it been had the shvius, if it grew during the 7th year, meaning when we buy lulavim the following year, in the 8th year, that would be kodesh, that's going to be a kodesh shvius. So Gemara asks, "Am I? Why would that be considered shvius? Eitzim ba'almahu ve'eitzim ein bem mishum kedusha shvius. It's nothing more than a tree and wood, and the wood is not subject to shvius. Only fruits are subject to shvius." And Gemara brings a raya, the Tanan. It really should be a brisa, a tosefta rather. The brisa and the tosefta tell us, "Olei konim ve'olei gefanim shegavavin lechova." So different types of leaves, of reeds, or vines, of grapes. Govan, which Rashi says means you gather together to store. Lechova doesn't mean for chiv, it means lashem machbe, to hide, to store. So you gather these leaves or trees to store. So the Gemara says it depends why you gather them. It says lechova al pnei asada, lokton lachila, if you gather them for the purpose of eating, not for you to eat, these are not edible for men, but for the animals, lemaichel behema, says the Gemara, so then yesh behem mishum kedusha shvius. Since they have, they're edible, at least for animals, as a din of kedusha shvius, but if you lokton le'etim, if you gather them for firewood, ein behem mishum kedusha shvius. It's not subject to shvius. So how come a lulav, which seemingly has nothing, no purpose other than for burning, for etim, why would the Gemara imply that it is subject to the din of shvius? So the Gemara answers, shiny hasim, over there it's different. Damar kra lachem la'achla. To you eat it, you should eat it. Lachem dumya de lachila. The pasuk says both the word lachem and it says lachla. Read the whole pasuk. The pasuk reads, "V'hayisa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla." It should be for you to eat. So what does it mean lachem la'achla? Not only is eating permitted, but anything that's similar to eating is permitted as well. What's that? So Gemara again says lachem dumya lachila. Mi sheha na'aso ubi'uro shava. That which the hana and the burning of it, or the using of it, it happens at the very same moment. So what exactly does that mean? So when it comes to eating, for example, you get the benefit of the hana of eating it, and it's also at the same time it's being worn out, it's being used. So Rashi says a few other examples. Rashi around 15 lines up. Shehanasa ubi'uro shave, kolomer shehanasa ubi'uro shemisba'er min ha'olam, that it gets burnt, or it gets used from this world, barn ke'echa, they come at the very same moment, kigon sicha. So if you take some of the oil, you rub it on your skin, you're getting hana, and it's being used at the very same moment. Same thing with shtia and halakas aner. So that's anything similar to that where you get hana and the bi'ur shava. However, that comes to exclude, said the Gemara, yatze eitzim shahanasan achar bi'urim, as opposed to wood, the hana comes afterwards. What hana comes afterwards? So here we need Rashi to plug in a little understanding here. Rashi, four narrow lines up, says Rashi, yatzu atze hasaka, shehanasan achar biuron. Why is the wood, the burning, come after the, or the hana come after the burning? As Gemara says, Rashi says rather, mishenasu gechalim ofen ben. The understanding here is, you know, you and I, we use wood, we put it in the fire, but it doesn't really become effective until it turns into a coal. So you have to burn and burn and burn, and only after it gets burnt, now it's a nothing more than a black piece of it's coal, now you can use it to have the fire and to cook my food. So it comes after, the hana comes after the bi'uro. It's different stages. So that's why eitzim, if it's we're regular eitzim are not subject to kedusha shvius because again the hana and biur don't come in the same moment. However, says Rashi, as opposed to lulav, of a lulav ikar hana aso lichabed es habayis, is meant to sweep the floors in your house. Vehu shas biuro v'kukulo v'damila nas achila. So when you take your lulav leaves and you start sweeping up your floor, the hana is the sweeping. The biuro, it happens at the sweeping at the same time because as you begin to use it, gets ruined and worse. So that happens at the same moment, the hana and beer. So even though you're right, the lulav is really a tree, but it's not there to add to my fire. It's rather the used, meant to be used as my broom, and therefore it is considered hana ibu ubi ur shava, and it is subject to kedusha shvius. So Gemara says, okay. So that's fine. So now we have two different types of woods. Some woods that fuel the fire, that the hana and bir does not come at the same time. And there's a second category of hana of a wood that's meant to use to sweep the ground. But there's a third type of hana one could get from fire from wood. What's that? V'ha'ika etzim demashchan, that has oil in it, where you could light as fire for light, not for cooking food, not for warmth, for light. So you light some wood, you light a match, and now it's lit up as a lantern of some sort. So doesn't that happen, the hana and the biur come at the same exact time? You don't have to wait for it to turn into a coal. You light the fire, and it's lighting up as a light right now. So Gemara says, V'ha'ika etzim demashchan dehana asan. They happen at the same time. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says two Y lines down. Some type of olive wood, or rather oil wood. It could be olive oil would work like this. The wood itself, you light the wood, it becomes a lantern. So that should be another category of wood that is subject to the din of Kedusha Shvius. So answers the Gemara, Amarava, Stam Eitzim Lahasaka Heinomhim. You're right. There are some types of wood that you could light and use as a light, as a lantern. But that is not the main purpose. Most of woods, the stam wood, any type of wood, even this oil type of wood, it's the main purpose is for Hasaka, and therefore we put it in that category, and since the Hana and Biura are not Shava, it's not subject to the Dinam of Kedusha Shvius. So Gemara says, the truth is, this idea of Eitzim of Lahasaka is a Tanahi. Whether or not wood is subject to Kedusha Shvius is really Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Ein Mosin Peros Shvius, Lo Lemishra, Lo Lechvusa. The Tanya Kama says, you cannot give over fruit of Shvius to be used for Mishra or Kvusa. What does this mean? So you take a look at Rashi all the way at the bottom, last four lines. Rashi says, Ein Mosin Peros Shvius, Lo Letoch Mishra. Lishros Pishan B'yayin Shel Shvius. So apparently the way flax works, I'm sure Ricky can enlighten us a little bit more. My experience is using papyrus. When I was in Egypt at one time, we had papyrus, and we soaked the papyrus in water, and it became some paper, and it turned into paper, some reeds turned into paper. So when it comes to clothing, you take flax, you put the flax, you soak it in water. In this case, you're soaking it in wine, because the water is not subject to shvius, so we need to have the case of shvius. So you use wine of shvius, you soak the flax in it, and it has some effect on the flax, and it's, I guess, used for material of cloth. So you cannot soak it into the mishra, into the flax. That's not considered the normal use of shvius. It's usher to do that way. And nor can you use it lo lechvusa, says Rashi, lechabes begodim beyayin shel shvius. You can't, so I don't know why this would work, but let's say your shirt got dirty, you want to, you know, launder it. So normally you soak it in water, and that's part of the cleaning process. Instead of using water, you're using wine of shvius. Again, that makes it worse, but either way, you soak your clothing in wine of shvius. That's not allowed either. Why not, says Rashi? Because Mishra uchvusa, soaking the flax or soaking your clothing in either one of these, it's hana asan achar bi'uran. The hana is received, is you get the hana after you've used it. Meaning what? Shemisha sheshora habegadim or pishon b'yayin. The moment you soak the clothing or the flax in the wine, sha'achas nisbar, that moment you're starting to use up the wine. That's the shas bir. The avala, you lose the wine. However, when does the hana come? Not until you wear the clothing, which is going to come maybe days, weeks later, certainly not that very same moment. And since the hana and the bi'ura are not the same moment, you are not allowed to use yayin shvius for mishra or chvusa. That's all the Tanna Kama. Comes along now Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mosin, you're allowed to. You could use this. We have to figure out why. But he says you can use peir shvius for these purposes. So my time at the Tanna Kama. Why do the Tanna Kama say not? The Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, La'achla v'lo l'mishra v'lo l'chvusa. The Pasuk says, as we saw earlier, Lachem la'achla, to eat it. What does eating mean? Eating meant to exclude mishra, to exclude kusa. That's what he understands. That's why you can't use it for those purposes. My time with Rabbi Yossi, however. Why does Rabbi Yossi allow you to use it for kvusa and mishra? Amar Kra, Lachem. It says, Lachem la'achla. Lachem means for all your purposes. Lachem l'chol tzarchaychem. V'afilu l'mishra v'lo l'chvusa. Even if it means to soak your flax, or if to soak your clothing, that's included in the word lachem. So the Tanna Kama, who doesn't allow you to use it, haksiv lachem, doesn't say lachem for them. Hahu lachem, what do they use the word lachem for? Has to be dumya de l'achila. That any expansion of the hana has to be similar to the achila. So what does that mean? It has to be using the model, mi shehana asa ubi uro shaveh. only those types of benefits that are similar to ichila, which means the na and the biro come at the same moment, as opposed to yatu mishu v'chvusa shanasan acher biro, like we saw in Rashi. So that's why Tanakama excludes mishu and chvusa from lachem. So then Rabbi Yossi haksiv lachla, but don't they also have the word lachla? So shouldn't that be similar to teach me that has to be hana and biro at the same time? So Rabbi Yossi says the word lachla teaches me something different. Hahu mibaylei laachla v'lolim lugma. Lugma, Rashi says, is refuah. You could use it for eating purposes or other types of anaz, or for soaking flax or soaking your clothing, but for refuah, which is a very small group of people who need that, so that's not included, that's not allowed in l'achla. L'achla, all types of anaz, even if the anaz is not the same time as a beer, as long as it's a normal anaz, but refuah, which is limited to a small group of people who are sick, that's not allowed. You cannot use a pair of shvius for refuah purposes. Now, just be clear, if it's pikuach nefesh, obviously this wouldn't be a shaila. It's referring to a case where it's not pikuach nefesh, therefore you have other options for people, you know, using something else, so the person could wait for the illness. That's where you're not allowed to use melugma for refuah. So the Gemara says, Gidatani, the Braisa says, how do we know that melugma cannot be used, you can't use per shvius for refuah? Gidatani, the Braisa says, lo achla v'lo limlugma. Ata omer lo achla v'lo limlugma, you think it means eating, as opposed to you can't use per shvius for refuah. O eino ella v'lo l'chvusa. Maybe it should really come to exclude that you can't use perish shvius for laundering. Gemara says can't be. Because kishu omer lachem, and it says lachem for all your needs, harei l'chvusa omer. That implies even washing my clothing should be allowed. So ma'ani mekayim l'achla, it must be l'achla v'lo l'mlugma. So it must be to include for laundering, but to exclude for refuah. So Gemara says, in the end of the day, why? Why are you including one, excluding the other? Why are you choosing this over that? Ma re'isa, what are the brisa see to l'rabos as akvusa to include perish shvius can be used for laundering, but lahotzi as amlugma to exclude using it for refuah purposes? Maybe marbi, so Gemara answers, top of mem amabez now, marbi ani as akvusa, I'm going to include kvusa, I'm going to include laundering. You can use perish shvius for laundering. Sheshavu b'chol adam, everybody needs to launder. It's necessary for every single person must need it. As opposed to motzias hamlugma sheino shavel chol adam, as opposed to refuah, which is only needed by those who are ill, which is a much smaller group of people. That's why we're including that which is lachem for most people, almost everyone should be, and melugma refuah, which is limited to a few people. So Gemara now says, okay, so now we establish that machlokas. We saw Tanakama, we saw Rabbi Yossi. So now, who is the author of the following brisa? Three lines down, man tana laha. Who authored the following brisa? The Tanur Rabbanan. Says the brayso la achla v'lo l'mlugma v'lo achla v'lo l'ziluf la achla v'lo lasos mimenu ak apiktosian. What does this mean? So Rashi says l'ziluf. It comes up a few places in Shas, this concept. Rashi says it v'lo l'zalif, three lines down. Yain shemizalfin bebayis l'reach tov. You want your house to smell good. So one option is to have hadasim, have besamim, to spray some perfume or cologne. The other option is to pour wine all over your house, and that's going to somehow generate some nice aroma. So that was only a few people would do that. A limited amount of people would use that, but that's one option, just to pour it down. That's not considered eating the wine. That's considered hana. But the Bari says you cannot use perish shvius to pour and make your house smell nice. So you can't use it for melugma, which is refuah. You can't use it for zilif, which is to make your house smell nicely. And you can't do it lasos mimenu apiktozin, Rashi says, is if you want to use something lahaki to cause a person to vomit, for whatever the reason might be, that would not be allowed either. It's some type of refuah. So those three are all excluded. So who is the brisa that authored this? Who is the author of this brisa? So Kiman, it must be Kirebi Yossi. Why Kirebi Yossi? Because the Rabban, if it's according to Rabbanan, Ha'ika Nami Mishma Uchvusa. They said not only can you use it for these items, but they would also say you can't use it for laundering, nor could you use it for soaking flax. And since the brisa does not exclude those, it must be you're allowed to according to this brisa. And it's not like Rabbanan, it's not like Tanakama, it must be like Rabbi Yossi on Amun Aleph that says you can't use it for refuah. And just like you can't use it for refuah, you can't use it for zilaf, and you can't use it for apiktosin either. As Rashi just points out, Rashi says the first now line down, Kiman Krabi Yossi, Delomi Mait Ela Hana She'eno Shava Bechol. The only hana, the only benefit Rabbi Yossi excludes from the ability to use shvius is that which is limited to only a few people. For hanach nami, these as well listed in this brisa, einam ela letzorech choli v'istinus, is limited to those who are ill or those who are very particular, a small group of people, and that's the author must be then Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now we are six lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, ein shvius mischaleles ela derech mekach. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, bein derech mekach, bein derech chil. What does that mean? So we spoke about earlier about buying a Perish Shavius of Esrog. So I could buy the Esrog, and now the Esrog is in my hand, and now he has, the owner has, the seller has money of Shavius. Right? So my Esrog remains the Kedusha Shavius, and now the money is also Kedusha Shavius. They will both have to be kept in the din of Kedusha Shavius. Now, how does that transfer happen? Not really transfer, but how does that happen? So according to the first opinion of Rabbi Elazar, it only works if you're going to do Derech Mekach. We'll see why in a second, when you buy and sell something. According to Rabbi Yochanan, whether you buy and sell something, or even Derech Chilo, which means I try to be Mechalel, the Perish Shavius, onto something else, that will also transfer Kedusha from the initial pre and to the money. Now, that initial pre, we'll see at the end of the sugya here, remains a Kedusha Shavius. But can you extend that Kedusha to another item? So again, Rabbi Elazar says it only could be extended through Mekach Memkar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Mekach Memkar, Bein Chil. Even if I want to just try to be Mechal, like Poda, like if I have Hekdesh, for example, like Gemara is going to say, I want to remove Hekdesh, I'm Mechal onto money, that's called Chil. So now by Hekdesh, it actually works. I remove the Kedusha from Hekdesh, it goes onto the money. By Shavuos, it would remain on the Shavuos, but it would extend itself also onto the money. But that's called Derech Chil. So the question is whether everyone agrees Derech Mekach works, buying and selling. The question at hand is, does Derech Chilul also work according to this Machlokas? Gemara is going to bring proofs in just a moment. So Gemara says as follows. So then, my time with Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar allow Perish Shavuos to work through Derech Mekach? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Bishnas HaYovel HaZos, which is referring to Yovel and Shemitah. The Gemara then says, V'gomer V'samech Lein, next to that Pasuk it says, V'chisimkru Memkar. So, based on the juxtaposition of Pesukim, Derech Mekach v'lo Derech Chilul. Right next to the Halachas of Shavuos, the Pasuk says Mekar, Mekach Memkar. So we see Mekach Memkar works. Rabbi Yochanan, who extends it not only to Derech Mekach Memkar, but also to Chilul, how does he know? My time, Dichsiv, ki Yovel hi Kodesh. We call Yovel and Shemitah Kodesh. So we're using Kodesh, Hekdesh, as a model. Ma Kodesh, bein Derech Mekach, bein Derech Chilul, Av Shavuos, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. By Hekdesh, by Kodesh, whether I sell Hekdesh, whether I'm mechalel Hekdesh, I'm poda Hekdesh, it's going to transfer the Kedusha. So too by Kedusha Shavuos, the same thing. Whether I'm buying it, whether I'm doing derech chilul, the Kedusha of Shavuos is going to transfer over or move over to the item as well. So that's the machlokas. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yochanan, hai kisimku memkar, my avile. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk also stresses, also emphasizes the Mechira. So how can he ignore that? So my Avilei, what does he do with that Pasuk? So Mibarilei, he needs it for the following. The Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, the Tzani, the Raisa says, Amr Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Bo Urei, come and see, Kama Kosha Avakash HaShavuos. Come and see how bad Avakash HaShavuos is. What's Avakash HaShavuos? So you need to look at Rashi. Rashi says, Adam, it's much further down in the Gemara now, in the Rashi, it's around, I don't know, 15 narrow lines up. The word avak always means something that's ancillary, something that's secondary, not the primary iser. Like avak lashon hara is not actual lashon hara, but some extension, it's some outgrowth. So Rashi says, Adam nosev nosim beperis shavis l'schara. A person is going to buy and sell to try to make money and profit off the shavis. The hainu avak shavis, that's a extension of shavis. The ikr iser shavis lo sizra of lo sizmor, not to plant, not to prune, not to work the land. That's the ikr shavis. Vizel iser kal shiba, the secondary iser, a low level iser, is to make money off of it. So this is called avak shavis. So back inside the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Bore, come and see, kama kosha avakash shavis. Come and see how hard or how powerful, how stringent is the avakash shavis. Vichule, what happens? So Gemara goes on, based on the various connection of psukim, there's a whole spiral downwards of a person's life and a person's parnasa if he violates avakash shavis. What happens? If a person's adam nosev and nosem beperish shavis, if he's doing business with his perish shavis, what's going to happen to him? What's his punishment? Lasof mocheres metaltalov. Vez kalev, he's going to end up selling all of his movable objects. He's going to sell all of his utensils, all of his clothing. How do we know? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Bishnas Yovel Hazos Tashuvu Isha Chuzaso, Visamichle, right next to the dinim of Yovel and Shemitah, Vichisimku Memkar Lamizach, he's going to start selling all his property off. So that's the punishment, a direct punishment, the Pasuk says. So that's what we have to add. The Mekach is not because it's teaching us halacha of how you sell Shavuos. It's referring to this is the punishment. That's where Yochanan does the Pasuk of Vichisimku Memkar. So now Rabbi Elazar, my high crowd, Rabbi Yochanan, my Avile. Rabbi Elazar, who says, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein derech hillel, the kedusha shvius goes on the money. So what does he do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that says ki kodeshu, that yovel's kodesh, it's like kodesh like hekdesh, that chilul shouldn't work. He says chilul shouldn't work. So what does he do with the pasuk kodesh? So what does he do? So Gemara says my avrilei mi baylei lichdatanya ki yovel he kodesh ma kodesh tofes as damava af shvius tofes as damav. What that means is when I sell kodesh. With money, the kedusha will be chal on the money. The money takes on its tofes, the value, the kedusha. So too, when I sell my esog, the money is tofes, the kedusha of the shemitah. That's what happened. That's the din according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar, rather. So there's actually a din. I'm forgetting exactly. I could be wrong, but I think the Gemara says that there are three instances where we say tofes is damav. It's hektesh and shvis, which is the Gemara here. I think the third case is Bechoros, but it comes to Peter Chamor. If a person sells a firstborn donkey, the Gemara says in Bechoros that if you sell its tofes as damav, the kedush of the Peter Chamor remains on the money as well. I think these are three instances where they come up. So now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Belazar and Tanya Kavasa de Yochanan. So we have this machlokas, again, whether or not the kedush of Shvius will transfer only through Mekach or will transfer also through Chilul. So Gemara says it's actually a machlokas tanaim, two different brises, one that supports Rabbi Elazar, one that supports Rabbi Yochanan. How do we see this? So Gemara says, Tani kavasa de Rabbi Elazar, that it only works to Mekach, shvius tofeses es damer, the kedusha shvius will be chal on the money that you sell it with, shenemar, ki yovel hi kodesh tielachem, ma kodesh, just like kodesh hektesh, is tofes es damav, the aser remains aser, af shvius tofeses es damer, vasur. Now, ima kodesh tofes damav v'yotzei l'chulam, but there's a big difference, however. When you sell hektish, the initial hektish item goes to the money, and it leaves the initial hektish. That hektish becomes chulam. So one might have thought, af shvius, when you sell the esok, for example, is tofes es damer, it's chal on the money, and yotzei l'chulam, the initial kedusha shvius of the fruit, should remove itself. Tamalomer, tiye, bavyasate. No, the truth is, when it comes to shvius, the priyasma remains a kodesh, remains aser, different than hektish. But similar in that the money will get kedusha, is different in that the original item, hektish, will lose its kedusha, the shvius will keep its kedusha. Okay, so how does this work? So this is the rye, by the way. Lokach the parents. The word lokach is used, to buy. So why was buying used? To tell me that Rabbi Elazar holds that only lakicha is the way kedusha goes to shvius, but chilul will not work in terms of transferring kedusha. So that's the example. Haketzad lakach, when a person buys beperish shvius basa. You have, let's use esok because that's the example we've been talking about. There's an esok that grew during shvius, and you use an esok to barter with the guy. You give it for basa, you get some meat. So elu ve'elu misbarin b'shvius. They both had the halachas of shvius. Both the esok itself, which grew as shvius, and the basar now, which I use to replace, to buy the shvius for. So they both have the din of kedusha shvius. Now let's say I take the basar now. Lakach b'basar dagum. I use that meat, which I just bought with the esog. I use it to buy some fish. I give it to the guy for the fish. He gives me the fish. He has the basar. Yatza basar v'nichnes adagum. So now the guy who gets the basar, that becomes chulin, and the fish I just bought now has a kedusha of shvius. And now, dagim lakach bedagim yayin. Now I take that fish which has kedusha shvius. I say, you know what? Let me buy some wine. I give the wine as the money. I get the wine instead. I give the fish as the money rather. I get the wine instead. Yatza dagim. The dagim now lose its status of shvius. V'nichnes yayin. Now the wine remains a kadosh in my hand. Lakach beyayin. Now I say, you know what? I want to transfer and give the wine for oil, for shemen. So yatsa yain, the yain loses its kedusha shvius. V'nichna shemen, now the shemen becomes kedusha shvius. So Gemara says, what's going on here? Haketad, achron nichnas b'shvius. The last item that you buy, that I walk home with, that has a kedusha shvius, and also the pre-atma, the original pre, that remains usher as well, usher. That's the din here. So again, in our case of the esog that grew in shvius will always remain kedusha shvius. There's never a way of removing it. The question, what you buy and barter with, the final thing that you get, that item will also be a din of kedusha shvius. So the raya from here is, as I told before, mitakatani, the word lokach, the fact that the pasuk gave, rather the brisa gave the example of buying, lokach alma derech mekach in derech chilalol. The only way to have kedusha bichal on the money or the food that you're buying with the esog is only through mekach and not through chilal. This is the raya for the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Gemara now brings the raya for the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. Last five lines of the page here. Echad shvius ve'echad ma'aser sheni mischalan al behemachayv of ben chayim ben shchutin. Tivrei Rabbi Meir. So what's going on here? So we know, just to review, Ma'aser Sheni, the way Ma'aser Sheni works is after the farmer takes Chuma, gives it to the Kohen, Ma'aser Rishon he gives to the Levi, and then depending what the year it is, Ma'aser Ani versus Ma'aser Sheni. So Ma'aser Sheni fruits is the first, second, fourth, and fifth years. He takes that fruit and has to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat in Yerushalayim. Let's say he doesn't want to accept the fruit, he can be mechala'at onto money, and when you get there with the money, you could buy that money, buy food, you could buy fruit, you could buy animals. So the Gemara says, whether Shavi is whether Ma'aser Sheni, you can be mechala on behema, a domesticated animal, a chai, an oaf, a bird, a wild animal, whether they're alive or whether they're shechted, that's all allowed divrei Rabbi Meir. So we see from here already the raya from here, from mischala. Mischala works by Shavi'is, that's the raya that chilul works according to Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to finish the braisa, but that was the raya. Chachamim omrim, al shchutin mischalin, al chayin ein mischalin. He argues and says no. You're allowed to mischal the ma'aser sheni and Shavi'is on a shechted animal. But on a live animal, a chayin ein mischalin, you're not allowed to. Why not? Because Gzeira Shema Yigadol Mehem Adam, we're concerned that if you have an animal that's alive, that's a Ma'aser Sheni animal or a Shavi'is animal, you might have that, have an animal, another calf, another sheep, and you're going to have, flock of sheep, of Ma'aser Sheni animals running around. We don't want that. If they're shechted, okay, there's no more producing. But if it's already alive, if it's still alive, you might have Adam. That's going to be a concern. Why is that a concern? If you look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud here, Shem Yigadol Mehem, Yesham Etzlo, you're going to keep them, delay them by you, and Legado of Lados, and they're going to have calves and sheep, and Nimsa, Misha Masosav, you're delaying your usage of Ma'aser Sheni, the Torah says, Shana Shana V'achalta, you're supposed to eat it in that given year. We're going to read this, I actually read this already recently, in which Parsha, Vimsha Rishona Vishnia Chayiv Bishlishis Levar, you wait the first and second year, by the third year, any Ma'aser Sheni left over, this is next week's Parsha, Kisavo, you have to levire, kol ma'asosav, the leftover, you have to burn, besof shana shlishi, by the end of the third year, mina ba'ish lizvados, that's what's called vidoy Ma'aser. Parsha Kisavo, you admit, you confess that you've done everything properly with getting rid of all the leftover Ma'aser Sheni, you have to burn it. We don't want you to burn it, we want you to eat it. If it's leftover, you end up burning it, so we'd rather you not delay and have all this flock of Ma'aser Sheni, because what happens is you have to burn it by the end of the third year and get rid of it. And Gavi Shvius, the concern is, you're getting Hana by making flock of Shvius, Lis Asher, by getting wealthy. You can't make profit off of Shvius. You have to use it, eat it, and give to other people. But you can't make profit. And for that reason, Chachamim said, it's a gzeira, you shouldn't mischal Shvius or Ma'aser Sheni on chai or live animals, lest you come to raise animals and flock with it. Let's finish off a few more lines into the next daf. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Machlokas. This whole debate between Tanakama and rather Chacham and Rabbi Meir is only bizachar, only with the males, because the males themselves don't give birth. So that's a question of whether that's worth being gozer or not. However, by Nekevos, if it's a female animal by Shavis, a female animal by Ma'aser Sheni, Divriakol, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Meir would agree, that Hakol al Shchutin Mischalim, al Chayin Ein Mischalim, you certainly should not be Mischal the Shavis or Ma'aser Sheni on a Nekeva, because that's a much higher chance of that animal getting pregnant, Gzeir Shema, Yigadam Hem Adam, lest they grow flock, raise flock of Shavis or Ma'aser Sheni. So let's quickly recap what we did. We spoke about how Lulav, that Lulav is subject to Lachas of Kedusha Shavis, isn't an Eitim Ba'alma, and Gemara says Eitim Ba'alma are not subject to Kedusha Shavis, and we said that's only because the Eitim, the Hana and Biur come at different moments. The only time that is something subject to Kedusha Shavis, if it's like La'achla, where both the Hana and Biur come at the same time, but Eitim, the Hana only comes after many hours of burning, of turning into a coal, now it's functional as a coal. But the Gemara says, Lulav, the Hana and Biur come in the same moment because Lulav is meant to sweep. So the Hana is now, and the Biur is now as well. That's why it is subject to Kedusha Shvius. We brought Machlokas whether or not Eitim Lahasaka are subject to Shvius. We had Machlokas that Rabbi Tanakama says, you cannot use Per Shvius for Mishra, Uchvusa, soaking flax or laundering. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to, but you can't use it for the Melugma. We brought different braises back and forth and different rayas. And Marwan Bey said that you can't use it, and Rabbi Yossi says you can't use it for Refua, you can't use it for Zilof, and you can't use it for Apikatozin either. That would not be allowed. And then we had this Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Lazar says you could only be Mischal Shavis through Derech Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chila, based on Psukim, the juxtapositions of different Psukim. That was the idea. And then we said the Avaka Shavis is very severe, that leads to a person selling all his property. And then we compared Yovel to Kodesh, it's Tofeses as Damea. And then we brought a Brice approving Rabbi Lazar's point, and then another Brice approving Rabbi Yochanan's point. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.